All righty, hour number two of our radio program. It is the Zach Gelb Show, coast to coast on the Infinity Sports Network. The 36th American Century Championship with a purse of $750,000 in network television exposure on NBC, as well as a first-place prize of $150,000, is the most prestigious celebrity golf tournament in the world. The 54-hole competition, now in its 36th year, is for current and former professional athletes, entertainers, and media commentators. The tournament is contested among 80-plus competitors under a modified stable format, and it's played July 9th to the 13th. More information can be found at www.AmericanCenturyChampionship.com. And here today on behalf of the American Century Championship is the former NFL quarterback, a good friend of the show, in Joe Theismann. Joe, I know it's been a bit. Appreciate the time. How you been, my friend?
Zach, it's great to join you again. It was a great year in Washington, I can tell you that, and it's been an exciting, and it's so exciting things going on at the meetings as well, but it's sure good to catch up with you.
Yeah, holy smokes about the Commanders, right? You know, for so many years, right, Daniel Snyder couldn't get out of his own way. New ownership in, you have a team that not only goes to the playoffs this past year, but they make the NFC Championship game, and you know it. You either have a quarterback or you don't in this league, and Jaden Daniels not only was good in his rookie year, he had the greatest rookie season I've ever seen from a quarterback.
Oh, I agree with you. And you know what's great about him, Zach, is he's just as terrific a human being. He is a great kid. His work ethic is second to none. He wants to get better. I think he, you know, basically it's a funny word to use. He's adored by his buddy, his teammate. They think the world of him. And you know, it's one thing to be liked. It's another thing to be respected. And he has both. And he continues to try and get better and better and better. And that's what makes it so much fun. There's lots of exciting things happening. Hopefully there'll be approval of a new stadium down where old RFK is, which really would, you know, sort of reunite the old with the new as far as fans go.
Yeah, and that's a thing. Like, that fan base used to be such a proud fan base, and I understand why the fans had a lot of apathy and disgust through the last several years. To see those fans come back this year and just the general joy that they had to be proud of a football team again, it was pretty cool to see.
Yeah, if you don't win, you know, build it and they will come. It's the same thing. If you build a good football team, they will come. You know, I think when I got hurt in 85, since that time, there's been 44 different starting quarterbacks over 40 years. Some ridiculous number like that. And you made the statement, and it's so true. You can't win without a quarterback. It's just like you can't win without a golf game. You know, we're talking about the American Century. By the way, it's going to go on Golf Channel, Peacock, and NBC as well. And we're waiting to hear. Maybe hopefully Steph will play. We won the championship, had a hole in one in 2023, and won the championship. And then last year Marty Fish won it. But we've added an element to it that is so much fun for so many people. Everybody loves fantasy. They love the world of fantasy. You play fantasy, right?
Yeah, of course. How many leagues am I in, Joe? It's ridiculous.
I give my son advice, but then he stopped asking me midway through the season. So, but anyway, we have the American Century. It's the American Century, or ATC Fantasy Golf, .com is where you can go. But we have the Fantasy Golf Contest. And the way it works is there you get to select five different players. And there's five teams. And if you win each day of the 3 days, you get two tickets to next year's tournament. If you win the overall championship, you wind up going to not only to the tournament next year, but you get $10,000 for the charity of your choice. And that's one of the things about American Century as a company. They've given away $8 million for charity. The Stauer Institute for Medical Research is one of the beneficiaries. And as a matter of fact, American Century gives away 40%, over 40% of their net profits to the Stauer Institute, as well as other basically genetic-based disease research. It's incredible. I mean, this is my 35th year.
Wow.
Zach, and I know. When we first started going there, the 17th hole will probably have between 10 and 15,000 people on it. The boats will be lined up on the lake. I mean, it's crazy. When I first went there, they showed us pictures a few years ago. There were about 20 people on the entire hole. It's a par three, and there's only about 20 people. Now, it's like I say, it's 15,000, and it's funny. A lot of people don't really get a chance to play in front of that many people. You know, like in stadiums, you're sort of removed from people and you have a helmet on, or maybe, you know, you're just not on top of everybody. Basketball is a little bit different because they're closer. But overall, it's just stepping up on that tee and trying not to hit a bad shot into the sand or into the boats or something. The pressure is really quite incredible. It's fun. I love it. I love it.
How is your golf game? I got out the last few weekends, and I'm starting to get my driver really going, which I'm happy about. But where's your golf game at, Joe Theismann?
I'm driving the ball pretty well. I just can't hit it as far. You know, you reach, you know, Father Time is undefeated. And, you know, the par fives are a little tough for me to get to. But I've been working real hard on my wedges. Putting has always been sort of an Achilles heel for me a little bit, but I think I may have found a solution. I found a great new ping putter. Not that I'm trying to sell anything.
Sure.
But I found a putter that's light, and it gives me the feel in my hands. I've always been a handsy player. Probably the best thing I do is drive the golf ball. And I just, it's a game where it's hard to blame somebody. Although my young son caddies for me, and I always blame Patrick when something goes wrong.
It's like, you quarterbacks, you're always throwing people under the bus.
Why did you give me that club? You know better than to give me that club. Yeah, but Dad, you asked for it. I don't care if I asked for it. You know, it's but it's a great time. I'll tell you, we've had 70,000 people. Like you say, prize is 750,000, 150 to the winner. But I mean, we'll get 70,000 people out to Lake Tahoe. You know, people like A-Rod are going to play, and of course, Charles will be there. It wouldn't be a tournament without Charles. Tony will be back. Romo, John Smoltz, Dave Wells. My favorite movie is one of my two favorite movies is Top Gun: Maverick with Miles Teller. He's going to be there. The other one is We Were Soldiers. Those are my two favorite movies. So you know, to have Miles there is so neat. I just keep seeing him, you know, in the back of that jet going whoa with Cruise. It's fun. I mean, and like you say, it's, you know, Annika Sorenstam. She's always in the top five. Mm-hmm. Incredible. I stand next to her on the range just to watch her hit balls. She's flawless. She lives out in Lake Tahoe, and I mean, she knows the course like the back of her hand. But to watch her hit balls, and actually, I love playing on the LPGA Tour in pro-ams with the ladies. They take whatever flaws you have, and if you just study them, slow the takeaway round a little bit. Finish your swing. Keep your head down. They do it all. I mean, they really, really are. They're great teachers just by watching them.
Now, obviously, right, you're Joe Theismann, so you probably played golf with some pretty cool people. You talked about people that are going to be participating in the American Century Championship. More information, www.americancenturychampionship.com. But through your fame, like, who's the coolest person you've ever played golf with?
Donald Trump.
Wow. What was that like?
It was great. I mean, President Trump is... He's a man that, you know, I've had the opportunity to play golf with and had a great round with him. And, you know, people like Mark McGwire and Michael Jordan, I've had the chance to play with Michael as far as athletes go. And they like to put a lot of his quarterbacks together. So I wind up, you know, basically in a group with, you know, Matt Ryan or, you know, Mark Rippon I used to play with. We've had just a number of different guys. We've got, you know, six quarterbacks are playing in this one. Steve Young played with Steve. He's going to be there.
You got Aaron Rodgers.
AR is going to be there. Yeah, AR is coming back. And you know, the question is, what's he going to do?
Yeah, he's going to sign Aaron, with the Steelers, right?
You know, I said this months ago. I said, I don't know if he's going to play again. This is the thing. When you really analyze it, if you're going to be the quarterback of a football team, you really need to be in OTAs, mini camps, and training camps, okay? You really need to be able to do that. Aaron's already missed the OTAs, some of the OTAs. He's learning a new system. At his age, do you really want to go to all of those practices and learn a new system and learn new players? And I said, I'm almost surprised if he's going to play.
The only thing
almost be surprised if he's going
to
play.
Like, Joe, I don't think he wants to go to a lot of that stuff. But also, no, then, like, what are the Steelers going to do? They're going to really have Mason Rudolph start week one? Like, when Rodgers says he wants to play, aren't they just going to go to him?
Well, not if he hasn't had any work. I don't think you can, Zach. I don't feel like you can just automatically say, okay, you know, okay, you're the quarterback. You haven't had any practice with any of the players. You really have to take some time to learn the system to be able to communicate it with the players in the huddle. You haven't had any of that either. And now we're going to put you on the football field and let you go play. It's not as simple as just stepping on a football field with great athletic ability, the ability to throw, and the experience. There's a process to learning what a team requires of you. And if you don't go through the practice sessions, you don't go through the off season, you really don't know what those things are.
Hey, by the way, since you said that you golf with Donald Trump and Michael Jordan, who's the better golfer between the two?
Well, Michael was playing really well. Let me just put it that way when I played with him.
Yeah, I was impressed with the president's golf game. I saw him with Bryson DeChambeau, man. He could really bomb the ball, the president.
Well, he's not a small man.
Yeah, no.
I mean, he's a big person. And yeah, he can absolutely bomb it. But, you know, it's a game, I think, the thing that's so great about it is you hit the ball. It's different than any other sport because everything else is reactionary. But in golf, you hit the ball, and then you spend the next, if you're walking, you spend the next 5 to 7 minutes analyzing what you did wrong. So by the time you get to the ball again, you're totally confused. Then you hit it again, and then you continue to confuse yourself as you move along, and you criticize yourself, and you analyze yourself. And then you hit a good one, and you go, ah, I got it. And then you hit another one, and you don't. So, you know, that's what I love about the game.
So Jordan's the better golfer. Was Trump the better smack talker?
No, I didn't, not getting into that. We had great conversations. Let's put it that way.
All righty. Last thing I'll ask you. I'll stop being a jackass. Joe Theismann is here. www.americancenturychampionship.com. Commanders had such a sensational season this past year. Now they're going to be on everybody's radar. No one's going to sleep on the Commanders. Why are they ready to take the next step this upcoming season? Is there any fear that maybe they regress a little bit this year?
If you want to use Houston as a template, C.J. Stroud had a terrific rookie season and struggled a bit. I think people will learn a little bit more about Jaden. They'll learn a little bit more about the offense. And I think Cliff Kingsbury did a terrific job calling games. And you got to remember, the last five games were all nail-biters for the Commanders last year. Can they repeat the amount of wins? It's hard to say. But they stayed fairly healthy, which was a big key. And Jaden really played smart football. He didn't put himself in harm's way that he'd missed time in practice or missed time in games. So I think they can be competitive. I think they had a very solid, good draft. They've added some people. They brought some people back. And I think this football team can continue to move. And, you know, now all of a sudden, you know, you don't know what the Cowboys are going to look like. You don't know what the Giants are going to look like. You certainly know what the Eagles are going to look like. And they've got stretches in this season where they finished the last four games. They've got New York. They've got the Giants in New York. Mm-hmm. Then they get the Eagles at home, the Cowboys at home, and then the Eagles on the road.
Yeah, tough.
So they finish with four division games. And then, you know, you sprinkle in the Lions and the Bill, Chiefs. You know, you've got the, and then they go to Madrid to play the Dolphins.
Hmm. Yeah. No, it's not an easy schedule.
The thing is, it's not only that, but when you get good, you start playing Sunday night, Monday night, Thursday night. You start making international trips. The one thing that this football team is going to have to do is really focus on keeping themselves mentally and physically ready to play. Because sometimes it's 4 days to get ready. Sometimes it's 2 weeks. You know, you're going to be like on a yo-yo when it comes to the schedule. And that, I think, is the biggest thing, is keeping yourself mentally sharp that you can prepare and get ready to play.
Joe, from week 5 to 13... they play 425, 815, 425, 815, 820, 425, 9:30 a.m., and then 820 p.m. So that illustrates your point perfectly. A lot of primetime games. Hey, last thing I promise this time, Joe Theismann, are you in favor?
I don't care. I'll hang with you all day.
Yeah. Are you in favor of this tush push? I know that they're trying to ban the tush push now. What are your thoughts on that?
I don't think they're necessarily just banning the tush push. There was a rule where you weren't allowed to push anybody or pull anybody. I think they ought to think about enforcing the rule that's already in place, which would basically eliminate the tush push. I thought it was very creative of the Eagles. I didn't feel like they should be punished. But the fact of the matter is there's a rule that says you should not do these things, and yet it was just totally ignored. And so to me, I think if they just say, okay, we're not going to allow anybody to push anybody, and we're not going to allow anybody as they go down the field to pull anybody, that would eliminate it basically and take care of it. You know, there is one rule I would love to see him address at some point in time, and that is from a reception standpoint or an interception standpoint. If you catch the ball or trying to catch the ball and it touches the ground in any way, it ought to be incomplete, because I don't think the replay is specific enough to tell whether the ball moved or didn't move. I just think if it touches the ground, it's incomplete. Make it real simple.
Yeah, I have no clue what it catches anymore, if I'm being honest. But that's been an issue that we talked about for a long time. I don't know how you hit the quarterback. I don't know how you guard wide receivers. There's a lot of things I don't know. But I know this. I'll be watching each and every weekend, because that's what I do, and that's what we do in America. We watch football, and we're addicted to it. Once again, check it out, AmericanCenturyChampionship.com. Joe Theismann will be participating for his 35th year in it, but it's the American Century Championship's 36th tournament. Joe, thank you so much. Hit him straight.
Zach, thanks an awful lot. Great catching up with you.
Back at you. There you go. Joe Theismann with us on the Zach Gelb Show on the Infinity Sports Network. How about that? You know, who you play golf with? Michael Jordan and the president, President Trump. I'm going to put you guys on the spot here. Carlos, if you could play golf with one person, who would that person be?
If I ever wanted to play golf, to be honest, I don't care which side of the aisle that you lean on, I would go with the President of the United States.
Okay. Alex Azarum, what soccer player are we going to basically get from you, right? You know, bring Pele back from the dead. Let's get him on 18.
Maradona.
Yeah, Maradona. Who would it be? Freddie Adu?
No, Again, I'm not a golfer, but
it doesn't matter. I'm not saying you have to be.
I know, but I probably would go Jordan, or maybe even a Charles Barkley, because he's hilarious. I feel like.
You know what? I think most people are going to expect you to say a man, right? What about Beyonce? Imagine 18 holes with Beyonce. Wouldn't be bad. It'd be fun conversation.
Paige Spinrack.
I met her. I interviewed her at the Super Bowl this past year.
She can get me to golf. I hate golf.
Let me tell you, after I interviewed her, I turned around. There was like 10 people that were working behind the scenes for us that I've never seen before in my life. And they just popped up. I don't know where they were. They're just
like
out of nowhere. Just popped up. Oh, hey, Zach, how you doing? I'm like, oh, nice to meet you. Who the heck are you? I knew what those guys were doing.
Oh, yeah.
All righty, this is Zach Gelb Show on the Infinity Sports Network. Also, what I learned from that interview, Michael Jordan's a better golfer than the president. Who's the better smack talker? I'm not going to talk about that. That means Trump is a better smack talker than the great Michael Jordan. All righty, let's take a break. When we come on back, what are we going to get to on the Zach Gelb Show on the Infinity Sports Network? I'm all out of sync today. We're going to get to a news brief. We'll update you some of the biggest stories in the world of sports with some audio. We will get to a news brief next. We are coming on back in 5 right here on the Infinity Sports.